Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us here tonight. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here on our weekly show on Brighteon.tv, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. For the last 22 years or so, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, live conferences, and seminars, and almost all my information has been, in one way or another, associated with vaccines. But as a trained emergency medicine physician that was the director of a level 2 trauma center for over 12 years, and an integrative medicine physician that I have a busy practice here in Cleveland, Ohio, since 1996, there are so many other topics to talk about, particularly about things on your health. So the Tenpenny Files is an educational show where we bring you that valuable information, either me solo or with guests. So tonight, my special guest is Renette Senham, a longtime friend and freedom fighter. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Gen 7 and Save Our Skies and how she is taking on the legal action against the most egregious geoengineering perpetrators in the U.S. You won't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just to give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Hey, we're on Brighteon TV, and we're so excited to be here. I'll tell you what, you guys need to get in the game. Get in the game of life. We're getting ready for kickoff. It's going to be incredible. Everyone's going to go down the field. We're going to bust the wedge open and save America. Thank you, Brighteon TV.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Renette Sunum is a natural-born leader. She has traveled to nearly 60 countries and has an incredible ability to connect with all of those around her, no matter where she is or who she is speaking with. And Renette has been a longtime friend of mine, and I can attest to that is absolutely the truth. Renette has protested against corruption and greed for decades. She has twice served as city council member and served as mayor of her hometown, Nevada City, California, where she stood for integrity regardless of how difficult the political landscape was. During the summer of 2020, Renette stepped down from her third term on the city council because of the COVID lies that she witnessed in her local government and after publicly calling out California Governor Newsom for his illegal statewide mask mandate. She ran for California governor in 2022 primaries with no party affiliation. Today, she is the author of an amazing Substack, Renette Sunum's Foghorn Express, that we'll talk about in the second segment that we're doing here today. And she has launched Gen 7 and Save Our Skies, organizations that are taking legal action against the most egregious geoengineering perpetrators in the U.S. Renette, welcome to the Tenpenny Files on your health. We are long overdue for this conversation.
Oh, I know. Hi, Sherry. You're one of the silver linings with COVID. I've said this for quite some time. I'm so glad to know you. And yes, and what a journey we've been on, where we started and where we are today. It's just kind of amazing what's happened.
Yeah, I think one of the first interviews that I did on COVID was with you, and it went absolutely viral through, you know, your podcast and everything. And from that kind of like launched everything. So it's been a, you know, we've known each other since before then, but that was kind of our launch of kind of our paths together. You know, we crossed paths in the last 3 years over various conferences, but we really haven't had a chance to talk about your experience running for governor. Mm-hmm. And so how did you get into that campaign? I know what little bit I've heard you talk about it. I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes and just fill in what that was like running for governor in California, no less. And would you run again, given the current political climate?
Right. Well, first of all, when I called out Newsom, I was one of the very few elected officials in California that called out his illegal statewide mask mandate. And it was once I stepped down that I had people around the state saying you should run. I said, I have no interest in running. And then I kept watching the lack of leadership and people were not speaking out against this criminality. So finally I got fed up into the fall, went back to the individuals who had asked me to run. I said, look, I'm willing to run with no party affiliation because both sides are corrupt. And I want the basis of my whole campaign to be the seventh generation principle, which is every decision you make today should serve seven generations from now. And that should be the metrics of our leadership and our decision making. It's like we have to think of the children's children. And so we did that. And I clocked about 20,000 miles in 6 months, had a phenomenal time, found out that, you know, about 90% of people agree on 80% of the issues. We're not as divided as we think we are. I did deal with an extraordinary amount of censorship. I had so many people saying, I've never heard of you. Why? Well, because Instagram took me down. Facebook put me in jail. Uber Ride, Uber Eats actually sent all my money back when I was on the campaign trail and closed down my Uber account. The papers would not cover me. My own local newspaper that I was on the editorial board would not cover me at all. The radio station where I was a radio host for 10 years would not cover me. I'm so glad I experienced it, Sherry. I'm so glad, but the level of censorship that I had to endure, and I'm a little guy in the big race, right, was really extraordinary. Now, the good news is that I didn't know why I was running. I just knew I had to run. And now here I am, you know, many months later, and I'm in this lawsuit against some of these, we're mounting this lawsuit against some geoengineering perpetrators. And now I'm like, okay, now I know why I ran. I had to run because I had to build this network. Know who the influencers are, know who to trust, who not to trust, who has what skill sets, who to bring onto the team, who not to bring onto the team. And so it served that purpose. And I'm so grateful. And it was an extraordinary experience. Now, whether or not I'll run again, I don't know. I have to see where we are a year from now. A lot's changing.
Yeah, for real, a lot is changing. You know, this whole censorship thing is now finally getting the light of day in Congress. You know, Jim Jordan just filed that suit, and you know, we're now finding out that the FBI and the White House actually colluded with big tech to shut down all of this. You know, I'm one of the disinformation dozen people that got everything, well over a million followers that got taken down in one day. And the day that I had started building my podcast in 8 months on Podbean, and on the day that I topped out at 1 million downloads after just 8 months. The very day that I got an autoresponder email from them that says, congratulations, you've just reached 1 million downloads, they deleted everything, just wiped it out. No notice, no reason why, no warning, no anything, just poof, gone. Couldn't talk to anybody, had no recompense, nothing. The money that was sitting there was all gone. And so between Podbean, permanently banned from PayPal, which has been a challenge, because I have employees that, you know, that work virtually. So that was a real challenge at the beginning to figure out, and taking down Instagram, Facebook, three Instagram accounts exactly, all my Twitter accounts and all that other stuff. And I wasn't the only one.
No.
And so I'm hoping that some of these things that are happening with these legal suits and, Elon Musk is wanting to get in the game and sue for all the stuff that happened on Twitter, that maybe some of us, that happened to us, maybe there'll be, I don't really want any money. What I would like is reinstatement is what I would like to have with the level of followers that I had. You know, when they reinstated me on Twitter, I had had 100,000 followers on a Twitter account, and they reinstated me with 91,000.
Wow.
So and it's grown from there. So it would be nice to get reinstated all the people that had millions more than I did, get reinstated at that level. So that experience had to have been really, really mind-blowing, considering that you have been in California politics for a long time.
Right. No, it's definitely, I tell people, look at, we keep talking in future tense that the social credit system is on its way. I'm like, no, it's here already. And it's the people who are at the tip of the point, of the spear, I should say, that are really already experiencing it. For instance, we have this geoengineering lawsuit that we're mounting. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to pay some of my consultants for the lawsuit on Venmo, on Zelle. And same thing, they now consider me a high risk and they shut that down. My Substack, people are, their subscriptions are being blocked. And it's from Citicorp, Citibank, actually, and Visa. And so when you try to say, well, why? What's going on? The answer is the same. It's algorithm, or you're considered a high risk. And so I say we're in the social credit system. It is here. It is alive and well.
How would they define a high risk?
Good question.
Oh, we don't know the answer to that.
No, they won't give an answer. They said they don't know. It's like this algorithm out there. It's this AI that's out there that's making the decision. It's really quite creepy.
Yeah, it is really quite creepy. So where are you you've mentioned a couple times. I know we've got a full show to talk about this, but let's start with, because I know you got a lot to say about it. How did you decide that this was the next big thing that you were going to take on, the geoengineering? I think part of it had to do with that huge snowstorm or whatever that you experienced last winter, right?
That was the final straw that broke the camel's back. So what happened was before COVID hit, I was fighting against the proliferation of 5G. I was calling out geoengineering, the whitening of our skies. And what happened was COVID hit and I became, like many people, COVID-centric. And then once we started getting over COVID in the last 3 years, and in this 3 years' time, I've noticed, of course, there's been a huge proliferation of 5G antennas everywhere. We're being sprayed now more than ever, especially in California. And then what happened was ultimately we had this horrific snowstorms in the Sierra foothills, and we had trees falling in my house, my partner's house. We're still actually getting construction done to rebuild the damage that was done. And just above us was 60 feet of snow, and it was extraordinarily heavy, extraordinarily wet snow. And this is not natural. And I was raised in this area my whole life, so I know what the snow usually looks like. It's known to be Sierra cement, but this is a different type of snow altogether. And what's happened is our trees, our forests are absolutely destroyed. They look like we've been in a hurricane. And so at the same time, Sherry, that I am actually going out there and videotaping and documenting this amazing snow and this snowpocalypse we're experiencing over the winter, I'm also documenting GMO mosquitoes all winter long. I'm actually videotaping mosquitoes trying to get into my house with a snowstorm outside. It's been 30 degrees for a month. And we ultimately realized that these were genetically modified mosquitoes as well. So wintertime is generally a time where we can take a breath. Summertime is when you're walking on eggshells because of fire, the extreme fire danger in our area. And it's wintertime is when you can rest. Now we realize we can't even rest in the wintertime because trees are falling on our homes. We're in these horrific snowstorms where you lose power for weeks at a time. You can't reach anybody. There's no communication. People are trapped, Sherry. They can't make it to their woodshed. So at this point in time, I realized that I had, like many people, been waiting and waiting for somebody out there, you know, these iconic figures, especially in the geoengineering world, to go out there and stop it, do something. And I finally realized that I don't know what I'm waiting for. And at the same time, we had all these amazing mama warriors, many of them were on the COVID, you know, front lines, were actually taking snow samples and rain samples, getting the results and finding extraordinary amount of aluminum, strontium, barium, cobalt, lead. I mean, the list goes on and on, which should not be in our water, in our snow, and a rain in our snow. And so that's when I decided to reach out to a woman named Dina Pollard-Sachs, who's a constitutional professor and attorney. I met her actually through a woman named Maria Zack, who was going out there and fighting against the, you know, the incredible election process and so on, in the fraud. And I reached out to her saying, look, I started this organization called Gen 7, and it's about the seventh generation principle, about making sure that we have legislation and policy, we get citizen engagement to really ensure that seventh generation principle in our decision making. But the truth of the matter is, I don't care if you want to save the salmon, I don't care if you want to save the redwoods or the children, as long as we continue to be sprayed with all these chemicals and these heavy metals, we're not going to have a seventh generation. We've witnessed here in California and the West Coast, throughout the United States and the world, the pollinators are disappearing, the bees, the birds, the wildlife, the trees are dying. I mean, we're just watching this death by a thousand cuts around us, a slow decline in life. And I realized that we have to do something. And though this is Herculean, what we're doing, we have to start somewhere. So sure enough, I went out there on April 18th on Give, Send, Go. I started Stop U.S. Geoengineering Legal Fund. I said to Dina, I'll go out there. I don't have the money, but I'll go raise it, darn it. And we went out there, and I think we're just shy of about $40,000 I've raised on Give, Send, Go. We've raised additional money. We've put that towards the legal research to say, okay, who do we start this with? Who do we go out after first? And it's taken us many months of research to understand the landscape, to see who the perpetrators are, how to come at this with the best type of court case, with the most likely win. Especially, it's so important to have a first win out the gate, and we're there. We're on the brink of actually filing, and it's been a full several, almost 4 months now when we started this.
Wow. So, you know, geoengineering and the concept has been around for a long time, and I've often wondered why it is that we can't, you know, with people like Monkey Works and people like that that track the flights patterns, and they're not. I mean, you can get a subscription and you can follow all the commercial airlines where they're going. Why it was that we couldn't find, you know, we're tracking this chemtrail that's going across the sky. Why we couldn't see what were the letters, the numbers, the flight things on the side of the airplane, know where it landed, took off from, know where it landed, send a citizen's posse over there when it landed, even if it landed on a military base, you know, take some pictures and find out what the numbers are in the tail. You know, take some pictures of these pilots and dox them and find out where they are. And to me, that seemed like such an easy thing to do. And it's never been done.
Well, you know, I think what's happened, and COVID has taught us this, and I know you're gonna get what I'm saying, is that we've allowed certain people to go out there, and we put our belief in them having it covered, having them, okay, we know you're going to pursue this legally, you're going to take this to the courts and so on. And what I'm realizing is a lot of these people either have terrible attorneys, which a lot of them do, or they've been put into place to make us think and assume that they've got it covered. Now, what I've come to find out over the decades, there's really not been any good, powerful lawsuits to stop this. The other thing I have to tell you, which is jaw-dropping, is I've had a massive learning curve over the last few months. There's a multitude of different kind of geoengineering going on. The one that's most shocking to me, and the biggest lesson I've learned in the last few months from Jim Lee of climateviewer.com, is that back in 96, 97, NATO had us change our jet fuel to what's called single-use fuel. So Black Hawk helicopters can use them, tanks, commercial air, you know, airliners, military airliners, is a one-size-fits-all. But what it is that they don't really clean it very well. It has not been refined. So when we come to find out all of those heavy metals we were finding in our rain and snow samples, that's coming from commercial airliners.
Wow.
From the military. So what I discovered, I didn't discover it, Jim informed me, is that in the 70s, we had like 70,000 flights a day, commercial flights. In the 90s, we had like 95,000 commercial flights a day. Now, at any given time in America, we have 100,000 commercial flights happening. That's not even including the military. And so what's happened is every single time we fly on a vacation, we go somewhere, every time we order something from China, Amazon, it's flown in, we are spraying ourselves.
Wow.
Now, to tell you something, that's just one piece of it. Now, there are geoengineering weather modification programs as well. Those heavy metals that are being used, that are actually in the jet fuel, our military, right? We have people, entities, our government that are actually using it to modify the weather. That is also happening. Then we have the entities like the ones we're going after to start with our lawsuit, who are just, you know, startup organizations or startup companies. They could be research organizations. They could be universities, whatever. They're going out there, or they could be power companies. They've been doing it for decades. They're going out there and they're modifying the weather to have more rain, less rain, whatever. So it's highly complicated. And this is not a silver bullet. It's not like we're going to go after one perpetrator and we're going to, you know, just take it all down. We've got to come at it from different angles. So as far as the commercial side, that is a big nut to crack. That's going to take time. Ultimately, what we have to really look at is like, how do we change the jet fuel so they refine it well enough and we don't have all those heavy metals? How do we make sure there's policies and laws in place where they can't add things to the jet fuels that are poisonous and toxic? How do we make sure that the public knows when they are being sprayed? Like, for instance, under the FAA, any airline out there, anybody out there doing any geoengineering project or weather modification project can actually go out there and do what's called public health sprays. They can go out there and spray anything they want and not let the public know. If they want to spray an mRNA vaccination right now, they can do it. Never tell you they're going to do it. Never tell you they did it.
Who's the they?
Depends on who's doing it. It could be a university. It could be a research organization. It could be the government. It could be a military. It could be anybody.
Anybody.
I could do it. I could. And let me tell you, if you go to NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, you go onto their website under weather modifications, you'll see there's this area where they have to do what's called reporting for weather modification projects. It's not they have to report and fill an application out to get permission. They just tell NOAA and the Department of Commerce, hey, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing silver dioxide. We're going to be spraying with sulfur. We're going to be spraying with proprietary compounds. We can't tell you what's in it. And they just have to tell the government that this is what they're doing. And boom, boom, they get to do it. There's no environmental impact statement. There's hundreds and hundreds of programs like this, and it's online. They have to do quarterly reports. It's out there. And there's this group called Make Sunsets. They were just recently banned out of the country of Mexico last year for shooting off these essentially weather balloons full of all of this stuff to do weather modification projects. And ends up Mexico found out, was ticked off, and they ended up banning them and banning all experimental geoengineering in the country. Mind you, all geoengineering is experimental. None of it's ever been tested for safety. So now here's Make Sunsets, and they are in California. Or sorry, they're actually in North Dakota, but over Reno, Nevada, which is the Sierras, they started geoengineering projects here as well. And there's no environmental impact statements whatsoever. And they're very arrogant, they're very hubris. When you go on to NOAA and you see their one-page application, looks like somebody filled it out in high school, it says that this is what they're gonna do for the next 200 years. Has there been an environmental impact statement? No. Okay, go to it.
For the next 200 years?
200 years.
Well, somebody has to be funding these projects. I mean, people can't just fabricate out of the blue and get weather balloons and chemicals and all this other stuff. Who's the pockets behind all of this?
They have big tech companies. They have billionaires. And what this is Make Sunsets is selling people on, oh, we're going to reduce your carbon footprint. What we do is you send us money and we'll send up more of these weather balloons, drop this silver dioxide, these proprietary compounds, and you pay us to save us from climate change. And let me tell you, I've started climate change organizations in the past. I have to apologize. I've started them. I believed in it. I know it's a boondoggle. What's happening? It's not climate change. It is not cow farts. What's causing this dome of heat where the sun is not coming through? You have that white haze all day. The sun seems bright. Weather is not normal. And then at nighttime, the heat is not released. It's not from cows farting. It's not from greenhouse gases. It's from all the commercial and military flights over our heads. That is what's creating the dome of heat. That is what is preventing the sun to get the good healthy UV rays in. We're getting the bad UV rays instead, and we're expanding that ozone hole as well. So we have been so misled to believe, Sherry, that it's climate change that's causing this when it's not. It's the commercial aircraft industry.
Wow.
And not just the commercial aircraft industry. So this is the other doozy. As bad as the commercial aircrafts are, and the military, we have massive amounts of cargo ships. Ever since we took all of our industry, all our manufacturing, and we sent them overseas, we have these gigantic, huge cargo ships that are the size of cities with huge stacks, huge smokestacks that are also billowing out the same heavy metals, the same chemicals, the same soot, doing the same thing many, many, many times more than the commercial airline industry. It's staggering.
Wow. Wow. And then couple that in our ocean, put that all into our ocean that gets into our food chain and food supply, and then throw in a little bit of plastics, right?
Plastics and silver dioxide and aluminum and the heavy metals. And so I say to people, this might be the first case ever where the judge, the jury, the bailiff, the attorneys are actually victims of the crime they're going to be hearing.
Wow.
And there's nothing that's not being touched. So what I say is that you might want to save the salmon or the redwoods or the children or whatever. But if we don't stop the spraying in our skies, if we don't wrangle this in and actually have policies put in place, laws put in place to protect ourselves, environmental impact statements to actually let the public know what's going on, let the public have some say, we're not going to make it we're not going to make it a generation from now. Everything around us is dying off.
You know, I know that a couple of your early on podcasts that I remember, this was years ago now, I remember you standing out in your backyard talking about the lack of bees. You know, and wasn't it Einstein that said that once the bees are gone in 4 years, everybody on the planet will be dead?
That's right.
So I want to have you hold that thought right there. When we come back, tonight we're talking with Renette Senham, longtime friend, major activist, doing important things for the planet. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about Save Our Skies, the organization that you started against the geoengineering perpetrators, and what people who are listening to all of this can do to help and to actually get involved. So sit tight. You won't want to miss the second segment of this. We'll be right back.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm sure that you are as shocked as I was on the first segment of the show tonight, talking about that the real perpetrators that we found and identified so far, and I'll say so far because I know this is an ongoing project, are the commercial airlines themselves. And I asked Renette on the break, do you think that they are in on it? Do you think they're part of it? Or are they just flying the airplanes and, oh, by the way, it's our bad fuel? So welcome back, Renette. Your latest project is Gen 7 and also Save Our Skies on taking legal action against these horrible geoengineering perpetrators. Talk to us a little bit about Save Our Skies and how's it going with that organization?
So Save Our Skies, basically I started Gen 7, it's a 501c3, it's pending, and then Save Our Skies is a project, is a program within Gen 7. And so what I did was when I launched this Give, Send, Go campaign, which is again, Stop U.S. Geoengineering Legal Fund, I had become a 501c3, so I got that going up and running. And it's going really well. I mean, the biggest fight that we're going to have on our hands is not finding an excellent, we have an excellent legal team. It's the best legal team of evidentiary attorneys, environmental attorneys, constitutional attorneys. We've got the best. It's beyond what I was expecting. What I tell people is like, we're going to do the heavy lifting. We're going to do all the work. What we need is people to help us raise the funds, because even though they're working and they're giving us big discounts and so on, you can't go into a court fight like this and not have it cost tens and tens of thousands of dollars. But what we've pulled off so far with the amount that we've raised has been actually miraculous. So my focus right now is to go out there, do exactly what I'm doing here, get the word out, let people know we're just doing this, and go out there and keep raising those funds. So it could be a $5 donation, $1,000 donation, it could be a big donor with tens of thousands of dollars, does not matter. But we also, in fact, this week, I have my accountant putting out our fiscal, our last fiscal, basically books of the last 3.5 months with Save Our Skies. Because I realize with the medical freedom movement, we've seen a lot of people not be really transparent. So I think it's really important to let people know, like, look, this is exactly how we're spending your money. We're going to show you every 3 months. So, you know, we're on target. We're not running with the money. And we're doing what we said.
And how what are you doing with the money? Are you, besides paying the lawyers, and I know how lawyers work, it's ones that are on our side and they give us deep discounts, you know?
It's attorneys and it's legal research. Those are the two big things right now. And also the geoengineering consultants as well. So they've gone out there and they've connected us with all these different experts in the respective fields, which is great. Then we compiled a lot of this information. We reviewed all this information. We had different attorneys coming at it from different angles. And then ultimately what they did is we realize that we don't want to have science fighting science in a courtroom, right? I mean, that's extraordinarily expensive. It could be very litigious. It could take a long, long, long time, very laborious. And what we want to do is kind of come in sideways, very similar to how we got Al Capone, right? We got him with his income taxes. And so our objective is not to go into a courtroom and battle science against science. Our objective was to actually say, okay, we're going to look for the lowest hanging fruit. We're going to have to make sure we have a precedent. It's got to be a win. And we're going to come in sideways. And what we're going to do is we're going to go after their procedures, right? The application, the failure to actually meet certain federal regulations. So, and what's so beautiful is that we're going after Make Sunsets. And they're just one of the many geoengineering projects that the government's allowed to have happen and, you know, do something. And once we set the precedent with Make Sunsets, though, which is about the environmental impact statements, like, you can't go out there and spray us like this. The government does not have permission. I don't care what people believe. The government does not have permission to go out there and lethalize our skies. You must do an environmental impact statement. You must put the public on notice. You must give them a certain amount of time to actually respond to what the proposal is. And so while we're going after one entity, we're setting a precedence for all of those reports, all of those research organizations, universities, corporations, government entities, you name it, to actually go out and do the right thing, which is you've got to let us know what you're doing and we have to have some say. And if it's bad, you can't do it. You can't do it. If there's too many unknowns, you can't do it.
So you said before the break, you said, boy, I've got something really important to tell you. Wait till you hear this. What was that? You set me up for a big surprise there. What is that big surprise?
So when I was speaking with Jim Lee from climateviewer.com, and he's got the best website out there on climate change, on what's really happening, on geoengineering, what's really happening and so on. And in fact, let's see. So what he told me basically is that when these planes take off, the pilots will take off the commercial airlines, right? Once they get to altitude, though, It's taken over by this massive, huge artificial intelligence, essentially computer. It's like one gigantic computer system. So every single commercial airplane out there, when it gets to its elevation, it is actually taken over by one supercomputer until they're ready to land. When they land, the pilots take control again and they land the plane. So every plane you see flying over your head is being flown by one gigantic supercomputer.
I mean, all of them, one computer is flying all 100 of them at the same time, or
1,000 of them at the same time. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And then what they do is they make sure that those planes actually are greeting the sky a certain way to maximize the whitening of the sky for their geoengineering projects.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
So that's why we literally see the grid lines.
That's right. So, and most of them are your, and they can add things. They can add whatever they want in the fuels, by the way. They can add whatever they want. There's additives, there's the heavy metals that are already there. So what they do is they already take the commercial industry, the airline industry itself, and they've essentially weaponized it to create this gigantic white haze. What they want is they want to block the sun in the daytime and then spray as much as possible. But hopefully at some point they can actually like let it release out, because right now at night times, you'll notice how our night times are much more warmer than they used to be. And it was not until 9/11 and the Icelandic volcano that we did not have commercial aircraft. And they noticed immediately within a day, a huge jump between the heat in the day and how cool it became at nighttime, because that dome of all of those heavy metals and that soot and that sulfur was no longer there from the commercial flights.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, now that's a big egg to crack. That's going to take some time. We might have to go after the fossil fuel industry. We might have to go after the commercial airline. We might have to go after NATO. NATO's the one that kind of sets the standard. And there's nobody out there actually testing the jet fuel to see what's in it. Have you added anything? Is it a certain standard? That doesn't even exist. And we know that this stuff is being spewed out from behind, because they've actually gone behind the planes when they're on the tarmac and they have their meters and they collect all the, you know, like with a HEPA filter, and they collect all of the fumes and all the heavy metals, and they see, okay, this is what's in there. What's in there is exactly what you find in fossil fuels. Don't get me going on fossil fuels either, but all those heavy metals, they're just not refining them. They're not cleaning them out. They're using them to alter the weather. They're using them to modify how much sunlight we get. They're weaponizing it, and they can control. It's very easy to control the weather. And what they're using is they're using the greenhouse gas. They're using climate change as the excuse for what's really, really happening.
I'm just like, it's hard for me to even ask questions, because it's just so jaw dropping, you know? I think we've always thought that there was like a perpetrator, but it isn't. It's everybody who flies in the air.
Well, there's rockets and there's airplanes, there's military, there's commercial. The rockets aren't helping us. You have the stratosphere, and what's up in the stratosphere is actually takes decades, right? The stuff that's lower, like at 30,000 feet, it'll be washed out in a couple weeks with rainstorms and so on. But the stuff is much, much, much higher where the drones are. And our military is spraying. There are geoengineering projects happening. They are spraying, but they're also using the commercial airline industry as a mechanism to spy on us, to surveil us, to change the weather, to do an assortment of things, and ultimately, unfortunately, to slowly poison us to death.
Well, and you know, because it gets into the soil and the soil gets acidic, the acidity gets up into the plants that we're trying to grow there. The plants that are acidic get eaten by cows and steers and chickens and pork and all these things, you know?
It's everything. And so interestingly enough, here we have a conifer forest. And we've noticed over the years that it just doesn't have that beautiful aroma that it used to have. And we come to find out that if you test our tree bark, when you test our tree bark, you will actually see high amounts of aluminum in the actual tree bark. And what's happening is, because of all these heavy metals, the trees, the plant life, are no longer absorbing the water, the nutrients, the sugar, the mineral. They're not absorbing it and they're not expelling it. When you smell that beautiful conifer scent, that's because the trees have been expelling, right? Because they're absorbing all the nutrients and all that moisture and water. So we have here people saying to me, oh, all of our conifer trees and our ponderosas are dying from the drought. But last year, they're drying along our river banks that were full of water. So this year, record amounts of snow and rain, the trees are still dying. They're still dying. Why are they dying? They're dying because they cannot absorb any more water or nutrients or sugar, and they're not expelling it. And that's why you're not breathing and smelling this, the scent of the forest any longer, because the trees are dying from the inside out.
Because they can't take up anything through their roots. Now, I think that there was another slide that you wanted to show us that looks like the periodic table, all the metals that they found.
So sure. This is Jim Lee. Jim Lee did a beautiful job. This is from universities. This is from the government. This is from the military. And what he has shown is he's shown you the actual whole entire table of, there you go, right there. This is the table of our heavy metals. And so if anybody who understands, this is climateviewer.com. And what's happening is that these heavy metals, this soot, that when it's being highly heated, it turns into sulfur, it actually creates cirrus clouds. So our commercial airlines are actually creating cirrus clouds, and they're trapping the heat in. Again, it's not the greenhouse gases. It's the commercial airline industry. It's the rockets. It's the military. And so anybody, take a screenshot of this. And this is actually what he has done, is he is actually showing you the different type of heavy metals that are in the jet fuel that NATO does not have them refine out and clean out because it's just cheaper. And what's happened is since 1976, 77 is when you began to really start seeing these trails, is because they changed the jet fuel and they have a lot more heavy metals in them and soot. It destroys the engines, by the way. And that's when we started to really see the trails, is because they changed the fuel mixture. And what they're doing is they're now in their fourth rendition of biofuels. And biofuels are chicken fat. Biofuels are plastics. Biofuels are all these weird things. And they're just adding it to the fuel, spewing it all over us. And sometimes they actually just dump out the fuel. When they're done with it, they have too much fuel, they just dump it out, and it's all over us. So we had to be very, very precise and very methodical in how and who we were going to attack first, because we realized this is a multi-pronged approach. The beast is huge. It's a multitude of beasts. It's a multi-layers. And for us to go out after, let's say, the fossil fuel right away industry, for us to go out after NATO or the military or the U.S. government, it was like, you can't start there. You've got to start with a small guy. But fortunately, the small guy, when we go after him and we attack them, which is make sunsets, they are the ones, like all the other perpetrators out there, whether a research organization, a corporation, some corporations you pay the $100,000 and they'll make sure it doesn't rain on your wedding day, right? But they're all going after and filling out the same report for the Department of Commerce, for NOAA. They get permission. It's not even like they're asking for it or there's any vetting going on. It's just fill out this report, let us know what you're doing, and go do it. We've got to start there, and we've got to change that.
So tell us a little bit about your website and how people can find that. And what would you like to really have people do to support your efforts here?
Well, a few things. One is, if you go to Gen 7, I think it's the photograph, Hunter, if you see. Is it Hunter? Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That has the children's hands. That is Gen 7, G-E-N-S-E-V-E-N. That kind of tells you the overview of our organization. There is Save Our Skies tab on the top. When you click that, that takes you to our Save Our Skies image, which is right there. And there's a couple different things. One is, we have a multi-pronged approach. We are pursuing the legal side, but we're using that as a mechanism, a driving force to bring everyone together, all the different geoengineering organizations and ad hoc groups and social media groups, and really start educating people like I've been educating you. This is an eye-opener. And then our objective is to actually get people out there to the farmers markets, to the public events, to their elected officials, to the water and air quality boards, say, hey, look at guys, this is what's going on. It's your job to protect us, and you're not. We're putting you on notice, either through notice of liabilities or through open letters. So it's not just us going out there and doing the legal side. We have got to create a tipping point, a critical tipping point within the public, so they actually have an awareness of, like, oh my gosh, we've got to do this differently. Every time we depend upon the commercial industry, shipping from China, we're spraying ourselves. We're poisoning ourselves. And this is a paradigm shift. But we also have to curtail the actual geoengineering weather modification programs that are out there, that are underway by power companies, Pacific Gas and Electric. Power companies have been changing and altering the weather for generations now. It's like the 1940s.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, one of the things I know from your website is that if people come and participate with your organization, you have all kinds of tools to give them. Talk about those a little bit.
Well, the tools we have to still put online, but basically what the tools are going to be is we're going to have the notice of liabilities, what that looks like for geoengineering, white papers with the actual facts and the data you need to submit to your elected officials, the templates as well. Like this is the script, and you can change it to whatever you want, but we'll give you a script to kind of give you a foundation. This is what you can say to your elected officials to put them on notice. And then of course, having banners and signs and so on. So what I've been focused on thus far, because it took us a lot of work just to get the legal side figured out. Now that we pretty much were on the verge of filing, like, okay, now while the attorneys are doing the filing and they know what direction they're going in, I can now focus on doing our bi-monthly webinars, holding people's hands, answering their questions, putting all the templates and the scripts out there for everybody. But it's taken us it's basically taken us 4 months just to get to the legal, through the legal quagmire.
You did all that in 4 months. You make it sound like it was like forever. It's like, to me, it's sort of like a nanosecond to get all that done in 4 months. That's amazing.
No, we've become a nonprofit. We got our board together, our bank accounts. We did the legal research. And then the other thing is what people don't realize is, in the debt ceiling legislation that Biden had signed back on June 6th, he did this debt ceiling legislation, and in there was a small print which changed what's called NEPA. This is the National Environmental Protection Act. It's been around since the 1970s. It is the standard bearer for environmental regulation and safety and so on. Every time the federal government does any kind of project or program, they've got to do a NEPA. Well, what happened is in this debt ceiling legislation, they eviscerated NEPA. So in addition to that, to what we've been having to do just to research the geoengineering side, our legal team, and I had to go out there and raise more money, had to go out there and actually do a massive summary and review on the NEPA changes. And what they discovered is there's so much conflicting information in what's in this bill that you can't actually, it was supposed to streamline the environmental impact statement process and so on. It is so conflicting that we actually can't move forward. So now, having to go after NEPA and this illegal legislation that is insane. We have to attack that as well. So in addition to the geoengineering side, we had to look at the legislation that just passed, because there's no attorneys out there that have dissected what this means for environmental protection and everyone out there wanting to do a project or a program. So our attorneys had to go out and do that as well.
My goodness. So tell people again, I don't know if you've got that screenshot back up there, Hunter, about their website, because we need to get everybody that's listening today, and everybody will be listening next week and next month, because these are pretty long-legged shows here where we have them. You can go to the drtenpenny.com site and underneath podcasts. I mean, any broadcast that you want to see from anything that I've done, and we do 7 a week, it's always under the podcast tab. You can find it. It's pretty clearly marked. So that'll be there. So people can go out and get excited about this and know that something is actually being done. You know, that I know I've been involved with some of the geoengineering organizations in the past, and it was always about awareness. We just got to get people aware. Well, if you aren't aware by now, it's sort of like Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're not aware of breast cancer, aware of autism or these sorts of things, I mean, like, please, what rock are you living under?
And that's so what people
are really neat. So this is really taking charge and actually doing something. So I want to encourage all of our listeners to get behind what is happening over here, what Renette is kind of trying to put together, because we really are going to try to stop some of this stuff and give the earth a chance to heal.
Right. What's interesting, and I don't know the terminology, but what was really beautiful, though, I have to leave this really, you know, very positive note, is up there in the stratosphere, what Jim Lee from climateviewer.com told me is that because of these heavy metals and these chemicals and these pollutants way up there, they've just recently discovered there is something up there in the stratosphere that is now devouring it. So Mother Nature knows that up there in the stratosphere, there's a poisoning going on. And they just recently discovered there's something that's actually countering. Now, we don't know if it's going to take 100 years, 1,000 years. We don't know. We can't just keep going out there and spewing things. But it looks like Mother Nature has gotten a hold of the fact that it's really unhealthy out there, and I need to do something about it. That's a side note. We can't just sit there and go, we'll just let her take care of it. In the meantime, if you go to saveourskies.org, you'll have updates there, press releases, interviews, so on. This coming week, we'll have an announcement up there about our bi-monthly webinars we'll be giving. That's where you will find the templates and so on. You can sign up right now. That goes to me directly. I've got you in the database. So the two big things right now is what we need from people this very moment. One is when you go to Save Our Skies, you click on there, it'll take you to Give, Send, Go. Please, please, please donate, especially monthly donations are the best, because this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is going to be a long, huge series of legal fights. And the other thing is just getting out there beyond the major media. We went out there and put out 600 press releases. Actually, I take that back, 450, some of them bounced back. 450 press releases to media all across the country. Not one, Sherry, would cover this.
Wow. Well, that's just because we have to do it over and over again. We have to be the squeaky wheel. Well, we've got about a minute left, Renette. I want to want you to also talk about the Foghorn Express.
So tell me a little bit about your Substack. I'm on Substack. It's Renette Senham's Foghorn Express. There it is. Renette Senham's Foghorn Express. Substack.com. Basically, I'm very much like you. I'm a whistleblower. And you know, what I've really discovered is I am a truth teller. I've been looking for truth my whole entire life. And one of the things that I challenge everyone to, including in the medical freedom movement, in the patriot movement, any kind of movement, are you for high standards or are you here for double standards? And I'm calling out the people that have double standards. And I challenge people who have double standards. And what I usually call out is I call out those double standards and I point out how we need to have a high standard. And so this Renette Senham's Foghorn Express, I have different information. It could be about weather modification. It could be about the medical freedom movement. It could be about a whole bunch of different things, personal experiences, my own personal take on stuff. But ultimately, I'm seeking truth and I'm calling out the double standards.
And everybody should be signing up for her Substack because it's really, really good. And support her Substack too. I mean, donate, support what she's doing. You know, all of us that write Substacks, it takes a lot of work. And so if you just appreciate the work that we do, like you appreciate what Renette's doing on both of these organizations, you'll want to financially get behind her. So with that, I want to thank you so much, Renette, for being with us tonight. I mean, everything that we've talked about is sort of jaw-dropping and it makes me really sad because I like to fly commercial. And now I feel like I'm contributing to killing the planet. So, but I'm going to, we'll get behind your lawsuit so that maybe we can get the fuel to get cleaned up and then it wouldn't be such a big deal. So with that, I want to thank everyone for joining us here tonight on the Tenpenny Files on your health. And when I close all my podcasts, whether they are pre-recorded or live, with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. And thanks so much for joining me here tonight. Stay home for a couple extra minutes for some announcements from our sponsors. Join me tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Bring your questions and answer. It's open quorum question and answer time. And we'll see you tomorrow night at Happy Hour with Dr. T. So thank you so much for being here. Keep this date on your calendar. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. The Tenpenny Files on your health. Have a good evening, everyone. We have arranged for an exclusive discount so my followers can try my favorite zeolite detox spray, Pure Body Extra, for a huge discount. At drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, you'll see a tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox. Click on that tab and it will open a page that has a large orange button at the top that says get $50 off. And when you go to that page, you get an option to sign up for the monthly auto ship. And if you do that, you will get your first bottle of zeolite spray for only $13. And that comes with free shipping. When you add that all together, that adds up to an 82% discount. If you like the product, keep the auto ship because you will consistently get 20% off of each order and you will continue to get free shipping. This is the best way to keep your body clean so it can simply work better. I've been using it to heal some long-standing gum problems that I've had by spraying it in my mouth on my gums every single day, and it's been just amazing. It's a tasteless spray. You use 4 sprays 3 or 4 times a day that it helps to keep your body cleaned out. I've had people ask me so many times, how long do I have to keep taking this and buying this supplement? Well, I'll tell you what, once you find a place on the planet that is clean and you don't have to detox, then I think you can stop it. But for now, I think it's really important to get the metals out of your body. You can find arsenic in tap water. There's mercury in your mouth from fillings, lead paint in older homes. You can get cadmium from jewelry and also from cigarette smoke. There's arsenic that can be in rice and fruit juice, and you can get it in runoff in your water if you have well water and you live out in the country. Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, removes all of that. So it's really important for you to use this product, and you can use it when you're pregnant. You can use it with nursing. You can use it with children of all ages. You can even use it with your pets. You can spray a little bit in their water so you can detox your animals so they have a healthier, cleaner, longer life also. So let me say that again. Go to drtenpenny.com under the shop tab, click on the tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox, and then follow the prompts. As a first-time buyer, you'll get a first bottle for only $13. This is a special and exclusive discount just for the drtenpenny.com followers, and thank you so much in advance for participating in this special offer. And if you're going to buy supplements, we encourage you to shop at our store, which is shoptenpenny.com, or you can go directly to drtenpenny.com and go under the shop label. There's also a supplement label. We make it really easy, lots of different ways that you can find us. These supplements are private label supplements, have white bottles with green leaves. That's how you know that those are the special ones that you get the discounts on. If you go to the checkout and use podcast at the checkout, you'll get 10% off consistently all the time. Now, you may get other things that are put into your shopping cart. If they're not private label, you won't get the 10% off, but you will still have great savings if you're using a mixture of our private label supplements and other things that are available in our store. You can also get 10% off at our apparel store by using podcast at checkout. I love our apparel. In fact, I buy stuff from my own store. I get t-shirts and sweatshirts. I wear them at the airport. I have one that says Faith Over Fear. I wear that consistently on the airplane. I always get a lot of thumbs up because then that way you can share your faith with others and get a smile at the same time. We have totes and mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts that are there. And we're always adding new things because we have a great designer. So be sure to go to drtenpenny.com underneath the shop button. You will be able to see our apparel store. Use podcast at the checkout for 10% off every time you shop. I want to say a word about one of our special sponsors, MyPillow.com. I know Mike Lindell personally, and I know how hard he works day in and day out to do great things for this country. He's made many, many affiliates available for his MyPillow products, and we are proud to be one of the affiliates to this company to support him and to support us. You know, there are more than 200 products available at the MyPillow.com store. So you can find something for a special person, for a special event. You can even find things for your pets at MyPillow.com. Now, we know that there are a lot of affiliates that support Mike Lindell and use this affiliate program. But if you're going to share the love a little bit, use promo code DRT. You can frequently get 60% off, and sometimes they run special deals of 70 and 80% off. So check back frequently. Try shopping first at MyPillow.com and use DRT at the promotional code at checkout.